pick this evening?
I'm going to go with the local stock, MTN. And it's, Mark mentioned this theme that some of the local shares, it looks like they've turned around earnings-wise. We saw Telkom and MTN have very good trading updates. So I think maybe, potentially, fingers crossed, we could be seeing a turnaround in the telco space right now. So MTN is my stock pick for today.
Maybe, potentially, fingers crossed. There's a lot of hope that's coming with that. Mark, on your side?
So we like the South African banking sector. And within that, I'm going to go for the higher risk option, which is Investec. Investec's business kind of 60% South Africa, 40% UK. And then within the business, 70% banking, 30% wealth. They unbundled most of their holding in the asset management business, 91. They still have a 25% stake in the business, which they will sell down over time. And they're only trading at about 40% of book value. So there is quite a lot of upside to come, but it does come with its risks. It is exposed to the aviation industry in the UK. And then, of course, it's had this kind of hiccup with its structured deposit program that it wrote in the UK, and it took losses in the last financial period, and it's going to continue to take a bit of losses as they try hedge that portfolio. But I think over the medium term, I do think I like their simplification strategy, and the share is pretty cheap. So I think over the medium term, you will get a nice return for the risk that you take.
Gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. That, of course, Mark du Toit from Oystercatcher Investments and Nes Anaya from Sasfin Securities as well. We'll be back next week to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.